Okay. Good evening, everybody. I'm Wayne Arnold. This is a neighborhood information meeting for the Tree Farm and Substantial PUD Amendment. This is Sharon Uppenhour that's recording our neighborhood meeting. I have Dan Waters, who's here, is Peninsula Engineering, who's involved with both Addie's Corner and some of the Tree Farm project. And this is Tim Finn, who's a county employee. He's the principal planner handling this case. So, welcome and thank you. We're making some fairly small changes to the approved Tree Farm PUD. I've got it outlined on the aerial photograph. And obviously, you all mentioned you're from the quarry. Are you from the neighborhood, too?
I'm from the neighborhood.
Okay, all right. So, we're familiar with the project. The master plan that's been previously approved for the project is a little hard to read because it's such a long piece. This is the portion immediately adjacent to...
You're upside down.
Oh, more that way. Sorry. This is the portion that's adjacent to Mockley Road, and these two are residential tracts that extend north on the project. So, what we're proposing to do is to change two footnotes in the PUD that would allow us to have a zero-foot setback where we're adjacent to the Addie's Corner project. The Addie's Corner project was recently approved, and it had a provision that where there's a joint common site plan approval that we could blend over the PUD boundary. So we've added that for the residential and the commercial. The Brookline companies that own this have an interest in the Barron Collier commercial component and would like to do one seamless site plan that would extend over the common boundary. And then Dan's working on the apartments that are under construction, and apartments are in allowed use in the Tree Farm, but we want the same provision so they can also do a common joint plan and have a zero-foot setback for the residential component. I know Dan could probably point to where that falls on this property exactly, but we're also then proposing to modify the square footage of the residential units that are currently permitted at 1,000 square feet to go down to 750 square feet as a minimum. That's consistent, again, with the Addie's Corner and the product that's being built there. And then we're making a couple changes. There's been some ownership entity changes that we're cleaning up in the PUD, and then there's a couple standard county attorney conditions about how we monitor these projects, and there's something about we can't start site work until we get all of our permits, which is kind of standard language. But those are really the changes. We're not changing any of the intensity of what's been previously approved, and I think that really sums up. I've got only one copy of the changes. I'm happy to give it to you all to take with you if you want, and I'll be happy to email it to you if you want to give us an email address or something if you're interested.
Okay, so basically they're apartments that are going in there, not stores?
Well, the front part is zoned for commercial, and that's all this. It's really commercial and mixed use, so this would be commercial, and then the abuts on Addie's Corner, you know, it's going to abut here, and this was commercial tract. So the commercial tract is all of the frontage along the Mockley Road. And then they're building an apartment complex at Addie's Corner back here. And then this is already zoned for residential, but we needed to reduce setback and we needed the size reduction to match the development that's occurring in Addie's Corner that you see under construction.
How many apartments are they planning on putting in that area?
Dan, you know?
Yeah, we're, so, what
this
we're...
This is Dan Waters, just for the tape recorder.
What we're looking at is basically, it's kind of trying to do the same thing Wayne did, where I'm running these two together. So, we're doing our apartments up here, and we're going to look to do one additional building that sits right here.
Where would that be on the tree farm?
So, it would be right here, the way be there, obviously.
Right.
And so, you know, essentially, it will connect. You know, if you were to go out there, that's built a year from now, you wouldn't know that these were two separate projects. You would drive from the parking lot on this side into the parking lot here, and the building will sit right there.
Okay.
So the building's on the property line away from 951.
Okay, can you just show me where 951 is?
Sure. 951. So this is 951 here.
Okay.
That's a Mockley.
Right.
Some area, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So where's that on here, Dan?
It ends up being kind of right about here. Yeah, it's, okay. What we're going to do is about 2 acres right in there.
And what about the property up further? So to the top.
Those are here residential tracts, and they're talking to different, both apartment and residential for sale project developers. I don't believe there's any deal that's been made yet.
Okay.
We may be coming back for future amendments, depending on who those entities are, to deal with just, you know, restructuring it to satisfy who they are, that's going to be the residential component only back there. Any other questions? Comments?
Any questions?
Do you have a copy of what we're proposing?
Yes.
It's only a few pages, so just give you, those are the changing pages in the document. If you want to take one of Sharon's cards, I mean, she can send you the complete PUD document if you're interested, and see how those changes are reflected in it. One of the other things we've done that's part of the record, I guess, is that we've had, there was a hearing examiner review, and changes were made about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago now, that we weren't involved in, but Sharon's taken that document and codified it into what the new ordinance will be for what will be tree farm at the county's request. But those aren't new changes, those are just codification of the former approvals. Did you leave anything out?
No, we're getting scheduled for the hearing.
Oh yeah, I should talk about that. This goes to the hearing examiner, unless there's some huge outcry from the neighborhood, and it doesn't appear that there's going to be for these minor changes. So it'll probably go to the hearing examiner, and we were exchanging emails just earlier today that they're looking for dates that are probably going to be in July.
Yeah, I think so.
Not a specified date yet, but it's probably going to be July when we have that hearing, and it will be held at the community development offices at the hearing examiner's room, and it'll take public testimony if you want to show up. If you got notice of this meeting, you'll probably get notice of the HEX hearing, and then we still have to put up the zoning signs as well that mm-hmm. would have the name and date on them. Ma'am, did you have, would you like to have any of this documentation emailed to you? Or, okay. So I'm sorry, I don't have a copy of it with me, unless Sharon brought an extra one. If you'll email, are you emailable? If you want to email Sharon with your information, we'll be happy to get that back to you.
That's it.
Anything else?
No?
Okay.
I just want to see if it works.
I think they're highlighted in strike through underline.
Yeah, is this going to be part of Addison's?
The one building would be functionally part of Addison Place, and that's correct on it.
And how many other buildings are not the ones that are going to be smaller units?
No, those. The reason that we're asking for that reduction to the 750 square feet is because that's the size unit that they're currently building at Addison Place,
yeah,
the smallest unit.
We've got a one bedroom that's, I think it's about 785 square feet, so we want everything to obviously to match and have the same product everywhere. So.
Okay.
How many buildings?
It ends up being, in terms of in Addison, what we've got approved is four residential buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I said we've got one here.
Right.
Yeah.
Two here and then one up here, and then we'll do one more over here
right.
if that's successful. Yeah.
So you'll have one building in.
And again, we'll, you know, everything for this one additional building will access through the parking lot here. And so
is
all
there
of our,
an entrance on Immokalee Road?
We're building one right now for Addison. Yes, we're
okay.
we're building our bridge and had to reroute the canal and things.
Right.
And part of county conditions, but
we're interconnected between Addison Place or Addie's Corner, as it's known, and the Tree Farm PUD. There's going to be a reverse frontage road that goes between the bridge and Collier Boulevard.
It's like a road that takes you through here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Good.
Feel free to give Sharon or me a call if you have any other questions. And you know, some of this may change as we continue to get toward hearing. The county attorney finds something, or staff asks us to do something. So if you're interested, stay plugged in. And do we have a link to this on our website, Sharon, or not?
Yes.
So on our GradyMinor.com website, you can find a link to all these documents that we update as we submit things to the county as well.
The planning tab.
Under planning on our website.
So you have no permits? Mm-hmm. You have no permits or anything?
Well, there are permits in place for...
yeah, there are various levels there. So we've got state permits from the water management district for the water management system. No building permits or anything like that yet. So we'll be working on those soon.
All right. Close the hearing.
Thank you.
No other comments?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you all. Good night. Thanks for coming out.
Okay.